One of my daughters used to be a secretary in this school, and she got a phone call one day, and the person said, you know, I have a close relative in this school. I don't want to say my name, the person calling said. I want us to remain anonymous. And I know that they're struggling very, very much and financially. She says, you may not see that because they happen to be very, very careful, very macbeth to pay their tuition on time every month. And right now, they only have one tuition. But I know that they mamish have no money for other simple expenses around the house because they're giving every last penny to tuition. So I'm calling with a credit card, this lady said. I would like to pay up to next 6 months the rest of the tuitions for the year. You should bill me every month. And don't tell them it came from me. And this way they'll be able to have money and for normal expenses around the house. And my daughter took care of it. I got a phone call later that day, my daughter. She says, Tati, I want to know what to do, because obviously, she says, you know, I don't want them to be embarrassed. The people should figure out what happened. How did the tuition get paid? But I'm going to tell them that the tuition's paid. What should I tell them? So I said, well, obviously, you have to discuss it over with the owner of the school. I would think that you should say that someone gave money towards the school, and they said you should make a geirel. You should make, like, you know, you should, like, they drew lots, and it just happened to come out that different people who got it, the owner of the school, after which he spoke to, felt they should do something different. Whatever it is, that's not the point of the story, how that came out. But the point is, this is the most beautiful tzedakah possible. Imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and says, in order to make Shalom Bayis, erase my name. Erase my name, and by the parasha of the Seita, Hashem says you should be moicha my name for Shalom Bayis. And Elio Lapian says that's very nice, but there's no other ways to go ahead and to figure out but what's the story with this lady? Only to erase the name? Zohar Elio Lapian, Hashem is showing you, this is how I want to show you. When it comes to making Shalom Bayis, I want to erase my name. I want to show everybody what a person has to do to make Shalom Bayis. I heard from somebody that's very, very oisik in many, many Shalom Bayis in Yonim and many, many tzedakah issues. He lives in Williamsburg. A chashev rov, a dayan. He says that he has found that probably a majority of Shalom Bayis issues boil down to a problem of not having enough money in the house. Imagine how a lady feels when every last penny is going to pay tuition and she doesn't have the simple money that she needs for regular expenses like clothing and other stuff to buy stuff for the kids. What an unbelievable schus this lady, this couple had to come ahead and pay tuitions and take the burden off this couple. What an unbelievable schus. Shalom Bayis, one of the most unbelievable schosim that it's possible. A person has to think a little bit proactive, what I could do to help somebody. What can I do to reach out, to take the lachatz, to take the pressure off the family? And I want to tell you something. A person has to realize that if they know that somebody in their family is going through a pressure, and they're going through that financial pressures are playing a big role in it, and a person says, listen, I wish I could do it, but I personally don't have the money to help them. I'm struggling myself. So this is the message I want to say. There are, if you know of other relatives that are related, that you share, mutual relatives, that have money to be able to help, and those people don't think proactive like you. They don't think like, let me find out if they need help with tuition, or supporting their son-in-law, or paying for their day camp, or paying for their tuitions. These people don't think proactive like that. But if you do, you should go do a little research in a way that doesn't come back to the person, that it should not infringe chas v'sholem on their own self-respect. And then you could get in touch with that relative that has some money. And you could be mishadach. Yes, I was mavarer. They're very behind in tuition. I'm telling you, just at the end of last week, a very good friend of mine told me he got letters that he owes $10,000 to $15,000 in tuition. He's a very large family. He's a very hardworking Rebbe. He tutors the whole night. And he's very behind. And they told him they're not letting his kids back into school. So this person now has to go belittle himself, he told me, and start knocking on some doors to ask for donations to help pay tuition. A person should think, this person happens to have some wealthy relatives. A person needs to think, let me see if I could be mashadich, a wealthy relative that's not thinking proactive like me, and maybe I could set them up to help pay this person's tuitions, or help pay this person's day camp. This is something that the schar is so, so great. May we all be zecha to to be able to really research correctly and be able to proactive help our relatives, our siblings, our neighbors, and our close friends. And in that schos, Hashem should mida keneged mida always take care of all our needs.